Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Jeremy Cod, who gets your shovel?
The little old lady that pulls out of the copper mine parking lot one time. It has to be the same day, and I don't know if it is because, like, the timing. You know, like, I have certain days where I have to try to get out of here right after the show. And so I'm assuming that those days are the ones where I'm running out and she's leaving her workout or whatever she's doing. So when you're coming out of the radio station, I'm coming up. Copper Mine would be on my left. So if you pull out of their parking lot, that means you're turning to the left to go down to the light. This lady has not looked right once. She comes up, she looks to see if anything's coming up the hill, and she goes, "I'm coming the other way, lady," every single time. So she gets my shovel because she doesn't pay attention. So I laid on the horn, nothing. She just keeps driving. So yesterday, I'm like, I'm not stopping, and I'm just holding onto my horn as long as I feel comfortable doing it. So it was a... And then I'm next to her because she pulled off to the side of the road. She was scared as hell. I'm next to her and I'm just holding onto the horn, looking at her going, meh. Like, you're going to kill somebody.
You are an absolute Richard, man.
Shit. I mean, how do you pull out of an area and not look? Like, the first thing you teach your kids when they cross the road is look both ways. And she's done it 3 weeks in a row. And nothing. Like, as soon as she gets, she won't make eye contact. It's just... You know, white knuckling, staring down. Lady, pay attention to what you're doing. It's the first thing, you're leaving a parking lot. Like, it's not important. There's not other people driving on that road. It's so absurd, man.
I give my shovel to nasty people. So I'm at the grocery store yesterday. And you know the little bags that you put produce in, the white, the clear bags?
Or if you're getting the bakery and you're getting donuts or something.
Lady rips a bag from the little wheel, licks her fingers to open the bag, and then she starts picking produce. Now, not just picking it up and putting it in the bag, pick this one up, looked at it, put it down. You just licked your fingers, pick produce up, and put it back. Ma'am, what I do is put the bag in both hands and rub it together and open it up. You don't lick your fingers. And she did it again for the second bag. And then she started picking produce. I hate when people do that with money, let alone food. I'm not going to put money in my mouth. But this is food that other people are going to pick up. That's nasty.
That's
man.
Why you wash your vegetables when you get home.
But it's still, Jeremy, it's nasty, man. Who licks their fingers
really?
And then picks up produce, man?
Dude, I had the video of the dude that was at the grocery store, and he was trying the different soups that they had from the ladle that's in the thing. And people are looking at it, that's pretty good. Puts the ladle back in. People are disgusting. Just genuinely disgusting.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
The serving ladle.
So you go up to a little circular table. They got four different soups, your chili, your crab soup, chicken noodle, some sort of vegetable.
Those are normally good soups.
Yes. Like, I think Safeway is one that does it a lot. Wise has it. So you go up there, and the dude's literally lifting off the lid, pulling out the ladle like he's making it at home, man. And going, that's pretty good.
And puts it back in.
And then goes gets the next ladle. That's why I asked, when people get an ice luge, can you catch herpes from that thing? I need to know. Is it too cold to catch herpes? Because there's some disgusting people.
I don't do that.
Oh. Maybe I have a time or two.
I ain't doing that.
Ice luge.
That's just like no self-awareness. You know what I mean? That's what that is. No. Like the nasty people. Yeah. It's like no self-awareness.
You ever watch somebody scratch their ass and then try to shake your hand?
And I never watched anybody try to scratch
Hold on.
Their ass.
Yeah, you did. We worked with someone that did that.
I don't shake his hand.
He didn't just scratch it. He dug into that thing. He found something.
I don't shake his hand.
Yeah, but as somebody once said, you know.
Wake up.
I'm just saying, almost every single hand that you've ever shook, at some point in time, has had a penis in it. Think about that. You know that's true, Joe. He just.
Joe Gator.
It's Friday.
Joe Gator. Come on, man. I'm out of this.
The other one I like is when they show you like someone with a completely wrecked mouth, like just bad teeth, and then they show you a fork from a restaurant and said, yeah, he's used the same fork as you. Come on, man.
Hey, speaking of which, this is not shovel worthy. Is there like a weird food combination that you have? Like you have to eat that with that. They don't really go together, but you can't have one without the other. You just have to have them together.
I have a couple different things. Like I'm one of those people that likes crabs and vinegar, like dipping my crabs in vinegar.
Yeah.
I can eat them without, but I prefer it that way.
Okay.
I
know someone who has to dip them in mayonnaise.
Yeah. It's gross, man. This is terrible.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess it is vinegar and eggs, right? But the other one that's kind of weird about me is that I have to eat all my French fries before I eat anything else.
Really? You eat French fries first?
I hate cold French fries.
So if you go to McDonald's and get a Big Mac, the fries go
That thing's
go
sitting
first.
In that packaging until I'm done eating all my fries.
I have a friend. She cannot have anything with red sauce, like pasta or so, without having applesauce.
Are you serious?
Swear.
Like it's
spaghetti, meatballs on the side, applesauce. Lasagna on the side, applesauce.
What's that about?
I don't know. It's the weirdest thing, man.
Can any Italians call in and say, like, is that something where it's like, hey, we always have applesauce with pasta?
Has to have applesauce as a side. Weird, isn't it?
It is. I know there are certain people, like you talked about, certain people have dips that they like. Like they like to... I'm going to dip my pizza in ranch because I have to, or whatever it may be, something that they do that with all the time. I was just trying to think if there was something weird that I like.
It's funny you said about the fries because Robbie's the opposite. He has to, he doesn't eat his fries with his meal. Like if he gets wings and fries, those wings are gone. Then he works on the fries.
No, man, my fries have got to go. Gots to go.
Cold Rosedale, fries are Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. TGIF and PYT.
There you go, buddy.
Yes, sir.
My score prediction is Ravens 28, Bears 20. Go Ravens. And you guys have a wonderful weekend.
You have a wonderful weekend as well. I guess he has the Ravens covering. Mm-hmm. It was 6.5, right?
Yep.
I don't have him covering.
I will tell you, I do.
You do?
By quite a bit.
Ooh. Ooh, you feeling froggy?
Yes, sir.
Week eight picks, I should say, at 7:30. You'll hear the rest of our picks. But on the other side, it's that time. Ravens, Bears, over, under on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time for Over Under, Jeremy.
You still want to do this?
After a week off last week, doing over unders. Yeah, why not?
I just did it in a break. I went 6-0.
You were 6-0?
Yep.
We don't keep track of these.
I haven't lost yet.
That's because we don't keep track.
Oh. Well, then it works out perfectly
for me. Derrick Henry, 18.5 carries. I'm going over.
Yeah, over. And by the way, his prop in Vegas is it right at that number, Joe? Did you get it from there? Or was it because it's... I think you're spot on. I think it's 18.5 across all sports books. And it's about like -105. Usually it's juiced up. But they got to give him the ball. You're against the fifth worst rush defense in football. Patrick Ricard's back. Your quarterback's coming off of an injury. Feed the beast. Over.
Joe said he talked to Todd Monk and he said, we're going to give him 19 carries.
My darling love, Derrick Henry, you're going to get about 19 carries. Yeah, it's just great.
Flowers, 5.5 receptions. What you got, Jeremy?
I'm going under. It looks like the number's just right. I wouldn't be surprised if he got 6 or 7 receptions, but I think he winds up with 5. Yeah.
I'm going 4 or 5. I'm going under as well on that. I think he'll put up some yards, but I don't think he'll have a high volume of receptions. He's not really that high volume reception guy. He's more of a quality reception guy.
Yeah, but I also think he could be because, like I was talking about yesterday, how good the Chargers are against tight ends. Like Brock Bowers had a game against them where he had 8 receptions for 33 yards. They were throwing him the ball underneath because he's an integral part of their offense and they wanted to make sure they get him involved. Like Zay Flowers could be one of those guys in a bad weather situation or with a game plan where he catches 4 or 5 passes underneath, like short passes, and then you still have your intermediate and long stuff. But ultimately, I think they're running the football. They're ahead, and they don't need to throw it as much.
Ravens defense, 1.5 sacks. Caleb Williams has 2 games where he got sacked multiple times, but that was against the Detroit Lions, and we all know what they can do. And the Washington Commanders recently. I'm going under. I don't believe in the Ravens pass rush.
The Ravens don't have a pass rush, but they're out of their bye week. They'll have some stuff schemed up. They go over this number.
Caleb Williams, 219.5 yards passing, Jeremy, over or under?
So if I'm telling you I think the Ravens are going to handle this game, win by 2 scores and cover, all that stuff, that I think they win by a bunch. I've said multiple times I don't think they're going to punt. If I believe that, it has to lead me to believe that Caleb Williams is going to be throwing.
Do you believe Lamar's playing?
Yes.
Okay, so you're doing this on Lamar.
Yep, I think 100% Lamar is playing, and I'm taking the over for Caleb Williams over 219.5.
I don't think the game would be that much of a blowout, but I do think it'll be competitive because Caleb Williams throws for over 220 yards, so I'm going over as well. Bears, 119.5 yards rushing. I'm going under on that. I just don't think they're going to have 120 yards rushing. I think this is going to be a Caleb Williams, Lamar Jackson game.
Here's the deal. People are asking, is this defense better? Yes, by the way, getting healthy does help. Marlon Humphrey practiced yesterday, Roquan coming back, and moving Kyle Hamilton closer to line of scrimmage. The defense is going to get better in stopping the run. They are still going to have issues getting after the passer and stopping that, you know, those chunk pass plays and getting dink and dunk down the field. I think this is one of those spots where they go under this. I think they could still have an okay day on the ground, but I think the Ravens' run defense is going to be much better moving forward.
Bears, 1.5 turnovers forced.
Negative, Ghost Rider, under.
All right, so you know the Bears lead the league in takeaways.
It doesn't matter. It's Lamar now.
But Lamar Jackson has thrown only 5 interceptions in the past 569 pass attempts.
Correct. And I don't think he's going to have to throw all that much in this game.
Alongside 51 touchdowns. So in order to get more than one turnover, you have to have at least one interception, if not two in that. And I don't think that's happened. You're not getting two fumbles. I don't think that's going to happen.
You know what I wouldn't be surprised at if Lamar had a game like Matt Stafford had in London, where he's got a bunch of touchdown passes, and you look at the yards, and you go, man, he had like a $170, $180 throwing a football, and because Derrick Henry's eating up everything on the ground. And this could also be one of those games where Derrick Henry for 2+ touchdowns makes sense.
Now, you do know Ravens do have 10 giveaways, though, 10 turnovers.
Yeah.
But I just don't think that's going to happen on Sunday.
Is Huntley or Rush playing?
No.
Okay, I'm going to go under. Yeah, I'm good.
410-583-1057.
Is Derrick Henry going to fumble again? I'm good.
Baltimore's big bad morning show on the fan. Even if he does, I mean, the number's 2, not 1. Again, Lamar Jackson, almost the last 600 pass attempts, has 5 interceptions. That's almost 2 seasons.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess so when you think about it.
Last year, he threw the ball 474 times.
For
four interceptions.
I got you.
This year, 95 times for 1 interception.
You just did the math.
The year before that, he threw 7 interceptions, 457 attempts. So he's thrown 12 interceptions and almost 1,000 attempts.
Yeah.
12. And the outlier is the 7 that he threw 2 years ago.
By the way, let me look at this real quick.
His worst year for interceptions in the last 4 years was 7, and he did that twice. He threw 1 year, 2021 was a bad year. He had 12 games. He threw 13 interceptions alongside 16 touchdowns. That was a bad year for Lamar.
Yeah, and I do have to say this too. If we want to talk about the Bears having the most turnovers, they got J.J. McCarthy leading the league. What'd you say, 10 turnovers or something, or 10 forced? Whatever it is. J.J. McCarthy week 1, Lions week 2, Cowboys week 3, which you beat. They had their issues outside against you. And then it's the Raiders, Washington, and New Orleans. It's not exactly murderer's row. I'm not trying to – you play who's on your schedule. I just don't think Lamar coming back, the Bears playing what I believe is a formidable opponent, even though they haven't looked like it yet. I think the Ravens handle business and don't turn the ball over.
Okay, let's pivot.
Yeah, pivot.
Lamar doesn't play on what happens.
This whole thing's wrong now. The Bears force over 1.5 turnovers. Kayla Williams, that still gets that. Ravens, Zay Flowers, no, he's not getting 5.5. Well, you know what? That's the only one I'm changing then. I'm good.
What, turnovers?
Yeah. Well, is Derrick Henry still going to get 18.5 carries? Like, because that's when I go back to our guy that said that Pat Ricard coming back was the most important piece for him, which is great. But if Pat Ricard's back and Lamar's not, there's still 10 cats standing in the box waiting to tackle Derrick Henry at the line of scrimmage. Pat's not blocking all of them. And as I said to you, it's a great idea, but it's your opinion, but it stinks. Because there's no comparison to one or the other coming back. They're important, both of them, but there's no comparison.
But he said to him it was.
But I get it. You're allowed to have your own opinion, and I'm allowed to tell you that your opinion is wrong. And I'm the one that said it was 1B.
His opinion is wrong.
What? Lamar's worth 11 points. There's no one else worth that. This math ain't math when you're telling me that that's the guy that's the most important. He's hugely important to what they do.
Because he's huge.
Yes. Lamar's important to everything. Everything.
NFL office called during a break and told us to tell that guy no.
No, man. Come on.
I mean, the most impactful player on the field is number 8.
I appreciate the call and all that and being passionate about Pat because I love Pat Ricard. I think he's Unbelievably important. You remember how last year when Josh Allen had a great year and he still shouldn't have won the MVP because Lamar was so much better than you remember that? You remember that happened? That's kind of like.
Are you ever going to let that go?
This is so much worse than that.
Lamar Jackson could win three more MVPs and you would still talk about 2024.
Because he got robbed. It's wrong. It's like when they gave Embiid the MVP instead of Jokic. Oh, he scored this. Okay. What? You want to give it to him because he finally played 63 games in a year? Screw that guy.
College football week 9 picks at 7:45. But on the other side, we're going to do our NFL picks. Give you our score for the Baltimore Ravens. Jeremy has a blowout. Baltimore's big bad
blowout
on the fan. No, Jeremy. No, no, no.
What?
First, Vanilla Ice. No, the Beastie Boys were not black.
I didn't think that. I didn't know they were Jewish, but I definitely knew they were white. Rob was going back and forth with so many people that said, we all thought that. And Rob's like, who's we all?
Yeah. Who? What's every Gen Xer. Did you poll the Gen Xers? Because I missed that one. I didn't vote. And I normally vote. I didn't vote. That one missed me. I'm a Gen Xer. I didn't think that he was Blick. Who did you have last night? I know he asked this after the show. I didn't see you.
I had the Chargers.
Yeah, I had the Chargers, yeah. Too. Chargers was charged. They didn't charge you last night.
Why does Joe have his name on my bracket? You're not supposed to write your name on mine where it says name. Joe?
Oh, he just why does he have? And he has your name on mine. Jeremy.
See, I'm putting, look what I did. I put Joe Remy.
I don't know how to put Big Rob out of Jeremy.
Big Rob? That's what you were going to put?
Nah, I already made the picks. Don't worry about it. I just crossed it out, Joe.
Joe, it's not that big of a deal,
good,
but we needed to point out
that why are you coming over here?
Yeah, you had made a mistake.
That was a little aggressive, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right, Miami at Atlanta. Who you have?
I honestly think Miami keeps this close, but I'm taking Atlanta to win.
I have Atlanta. I don't care how close it is. I think Atlanta wins this game. I kind of like Atlanta. It's like a little fun to watch. Mm-hmm. They got a little
spice. Yeah, when they're at home. Don't watch them on the road because they suck.
Jets at Cincinnati.
Man, Cincinnati, I've said this multiple times. They have no business being favored by 6.5 points over any team in this league. I don't care that it's the Jets, but yeah, Cincinnati wins.
I remember the time last year you all said the Saints were upstart. And then earlier this year you said the Jets look a little bit better.
Yeah, they were upstart, but they were down finished.
Yeah. Yeah, Cincinnati's going to destroy them on Sunday. They have. You'll see why they're 6.5 point favorites. Cleveland at New England. I'm going New England in this one, Jeremy.
Yeah, I'm taking the Patriots in the Belichick Bowl. I feel like,
yeah.
I mean, you just talked about it yesterday that Gabriel hasn't been playing all that well. I think they've graded him on a curve just because of the situations. But yeah, I think New England's a better team.
Jackson Dart takes his show on the road to Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts and company. Who you got on this one?
This is, hey. Remember when y'all had done this thing the other time and beat us, and we were really embarrassed by it? This is where you get your ass whooped.
You come up and...
Yes, the Eagles win this game. They win this game big. And on top of that, Cam Scatabo, who was huge, right, in that win against the Eagles. They were talking about him. He had a couple touchdowns. He's just running roughshod, heads wobbling all over the place. Under 55.5 yards. They were going to take some pride in this and shut his ass down.
We had Ray Rice at my school the other day, and the kids asked him who was the best current running back in the league, and they start chanting Cam Scatabo. Greg side-mouthed him like,
he should have.
He's good, but no, he's the best. Crazy?
I think I could name 15 to 20 running backs better than him right now.
Well, you know how it is. You know, he's not a minority.
He's an avalanche.
Exactly.
He's a white thing that runs downhill.
I'm going Eagles in this one as well. Buffalo at Carolina. I think Buffalo goes on the road and gets off the snide and rights the ship against the Panthers, especially they have no what's the starting quarterback?
Bryce Young.
Yeah, he's gone. Bryce Young is
They got the old Red Rocket out there.
Yeah.
Or Red Rifle. Which one is he?
Red Rocket for dogs.
Is Andy Dalton's got one of those,
that's
too?
That's a dog. No, Red Rifle.
It's different. Buffalo's coming off their bye. They are the better team. I think Carolina might be a live dog to cover. I'm not betting the game, full disclosure, but I think Buffalo wins.
San Francisco at Houston. Who you got there?
This is the one where I'm bucking it, and I can't even give you a really good reason why I think this happens, because Nico Collins is banged up. I don't know who he's throwing to. CJ Stroud's a little nicked up as well. I am taking Houston at home, and I can't give you a good reason why outside of I'm just fading the public.
Because you bumped your head. That's why San Francisco going to destroy them at 1 o'clock on Sunday. I don't know what you're thinking about. Speaking of destroying, Tampa Bay going to go into New Orleans and absolutely turn the lights out. You know, like they did in the Super Bowl when the Ravens were up big. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, the lights are going to get turned out, but New Orleans is going to want to be doing it. New Orleans is going to win this game. Tampa Bay every year struggles in New Orleans. Now, I do miss saying, hey, we get to see Mike Evans and Marshawn Lattimore go at it, because neither one of them are in this game. One's on another team. One's hurt. But New Orleans at home, they're a much better team than you want to give them credit for. They are not good. But at home, they win this game outright. I'll take your 4 points.
You're going to die on that New Orleans hill 2 years in a row.
They win.
Dallas Cowboys at the Denver Broncos. I think we both like the Cowboys in this one.
Don't tell me that. Rashawn's
already on hold.
Yeah, hold on. You can go to him if you want. He just texted me. So let me guess, you picking the Ravens this week, but going to pick against the Cowboys. Shake my head. Maybe the Fed should pay you a visit next. Does that mean I know something then? That I know the Cowboys are going to lose? Rashawn, I think the Cowboys win this week, man.
Yeah.
I've been saying, believe it or not, the more and more I've watched them, I think their defense is an issue, but I think their offense is special.
It's very good. It's fun to watch.
I think the Denver Broncos are being highly overvalued, yeah. And honestly, I think the Cowboys are being undervalued.
I think Cowboys going to take care of business. Dak Prescott has another one. Good game. Tennessee at Indianapolis. Yeah. I think Indiana Jones takes care of it. Keep it moving.
This is a 2-touchdown game.
All right. Green Bay at Pittsburgh.
So I'm not a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers this year. I'm not a fan of many year, but I don't think they're good. And I thought I was going to be all over the Packers, but how? If you look at the Packers, they've been average at best. They play down to the level of their opponent. And now you've got a Pittsburgh Steelers team that just got embarrassed on national TV by the Cincinnati Bengals. They've had 10 days to get ready for this game. And you've got Green Bay coming off of a game in Arizona and the second leg of a road trip to play Sunday night football against Pittsburgh. I agree with Lee. Wrong team's favorite. Steelers win.
That sounds good. Those dudes in Green Bay here. How important it is to beat Aaron Rodgers. They're going to go to Pittsburgh, take care of business, beat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Chicago Bears travel to the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson, if he plays, Ravens win 24-23.
I've got Ravens 37-20. I don't think you're going to see many, if any, punts from the Ravens. I think they're going to throw it in, run it in, move it up and down the field on them. I don't know that it necessarily means they're back. But for one instance, on a Sunday against an inferior team, and I don't care that they've won 4 games in a row, getting healthy, I think the running game shows out and the offense carries them, and you see Caleb Williams struggle a little bit.
Julian in West Baltimore has a prediction. What's up, Julian?
Hey, how y'all doing, fellas?
Doing good. Well.
If Lamar plays 31-17, if he don't play 31-10,
The other way?
Ravens lose. Yeah, the other way.
All right. Thanks a lot, Julian. Let's go to Baltimore and get Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Man, we finally put some respect on your team's name.
I picked them last week.
So did I.
Okay.
I picked them against Washington. No, you think everybody hates your team because we pick against them when it's the right time to pick against them.
No, but y'all not respecting this high-power offense they got now.
The offense was special. How much you want me to respect them, man? Come on, bro.
Yeah, but
I don't wear a cowboy onesie like you.
Hey.
I don't wear it either.
By the way, CeeDee Lamb under 6.5 receptions on Sunday. He's going to get that Patrick Surtain treatment. He'll get his catches. He ain't going to get 7 of them.
Hey, but don't y'all think with this wide receiver duo, Pickens and Lamb, like, I haven't seen a duo like this since, like, Chris Carter and Randy Moss, honestly, man. Like honestly, they need to re-sign Pickens because he's really the number one, in my opinion.
You mean what the Dolphins did a couple of years ago wasn't similar?
With Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle?
Yeah.
Or
that was cool. I mean,
or what the Lions did recently wasn't similar?
Or how about Cincinnati, since they have two number ones
exactly.
There?
I mean, it's up there. I would say this is a top 5 wide receiver duo that I've seen in a long time.
How about Puka and Davante Adams out in L.A.?
That's cool. They all right. They all right, but it ain't picking the Lamb, though. Like, I didn't know really Pickens was this good, though.
He's talking about this like it's some fancy Mideastern restaurant. Pickens and Lamb. Like, what are you talking? It doesn't – they're good receivers, man, but how many games have they played together? Two?
too. Yeah. But I know. I know the defense sucked though. So, but if the Cowboys can keep putting up like 40 to 45 points every game, and they squeeze their way in the playoffs, it's gonna be. This is like the greatest show on turf, part two. Honestly, like watching this offense.
Well, you know that the greatest show on turf had a Hall of Fame running back. Who's yours?
Oh, we got Javonte.
He's playing well, but he ain't no Hall of Fame running back.
He's playing well. Yeah, yeah. Like they say, man. Offense win games and hold on, offense win championships. Something.
Defense.
I don't know what
I'm
saying.
Yeah, somebody said something. Oh, well. But it's got to be your bowl.
Well. Yeah, I messed that up. But on the Ravens pick, real quick, man. I'm kind of nervous about that because watching the tape on that Bears offense when they sliced up the Cowboys defense, man. Like even with Lamar playing. I think it's going to be a close game than people think, though. I'm surprised, Jeremy, with that score you got, too.
When Lamar's played, they've scored 40, 38, 31, and 20 when they had their bad game against the Chiefs. And by the way,
the defense sucks.
Okay.
Defense. And Marlon Humphreys, man, he's going to get sliced up. He's the one that, like, I thought Trayvon Diggs was bad, but Marlon is must be like, he's like the worst Alabama cornerback in the league.
You know what's funny, Rashawn? It was like maybe 3 or 4 years ago, you had Trayvon Diggs going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Because he led the league in interceptions, and we kept trying to tell you.
He's not good.
He's not good. Right.
The reason that they lead the league in interceptions is they throw at him. But Rashawn, you did say my favorite thing today. If the Cowboys have the greatest offense in the history of the NFL, they might get to the playoffs. He said if they score 40 to 45 points every game. Are you kidding me?
College football picks up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, college football has been absolutely on fire this year, but you got something to give away, some tickets for college football.
Yeah, and speaking about that, we're going to give away tickets every hour. You get to see the Terps homecoming football game on November 1st at Siku Stadium, College Park. The Terps are taking on third-ranked Indiana. That feels weird to say. Indiana's undefeated, and they're just rolling. They just beat Oregon. Going to be a big game. So two tickets, caller number 5-410-583-1057.
First game I want to talk about is an interesting one, man. UCLA Bruins on a 3-game winning streak, all conference wins. on the year. They traveled to Indiana, the Indiana football team in Bloomington. Is that a dose of reality for them?
Oh, here comes the hammer. Yeah, it's happening again. Like, UCLA, it's weird because you didn't want to be dismissive. They beat Penn State, and they're like, okay, you fired your coach. You changed some things.
No, then
they went to Michigan State, and they beat them. And then you start thinking about it, you're like, Michigan State was, a touchdown favorite or 9.5-point favorite, something like that, and lost outright by multiple touchdowns.
Right.
And then the Terps go out there, close game, doesn't go your way, obviously. So now we're talking about this win streak. You know, as I know, this is a totally different beast with Indiana.
It is.
They've got three legitimate receivers. For you guys that don't know, Roman Hemby, you may know that name, former Terp. He's the running back there, one of them. Their quarterback was transferred from Cal. He has been just, Mendoza's been fantastic. I just think that this is just such a total mismatch. And that UCLA defense, it's not that good. You're going to find out how bad they are against Indiana because they're favored by like four touchdowns.
Oklahoma, after losing in the Red River rivalry, shootout.
The Red Rocket shootout?
They righted the ship last week by going on the road to Columbia, South Carolina, beating up on my Gamecocks. I think this week, Ole Miss rights the ship, and they whip the Sooners on the road.
Man, I feel like I'm on an island by myself here. No, I think the Sooners handle business. Mm-hmm. The weird thing about this is you look at Mateer, comes back against Texas, doesn't look good. Comes back against South Carolina, doesn't have to do anything. South Carolina, they had offensive linemen out there that had no business being out there.
I told you that when you asked me about the score.
They were banged up. And South Carolina gets Alabama this week. But in this spot.
They don't get banged up.
We're talking about Georgia. You know, you had Ole Miss play Georgia, what happened last week and what they were able to do. Thank you. Now they got to go to Oklahoma, which is an extremely tough place to play. We don't know if Mateer is, I'm doing air quotes, back. I think he is. I think there's a reason why this spread is 5.5. Oklahoma wins this game by a touchdown.
Texas A&M makes LSU coach fight for his job this week. I think Texas A&M goes on the road to Death Valley and wins that game.
You and I aren't friends this week, man.
No, we're not.
I'm against you on everything here. LSU, this is the type of spot you circle when you're a gambler. You look for this because you have an LSU team that's going to be playing at home. Texas A&M has not seen a defense like this yet. I like their, you can't bet it here in Maryland, but I like their quarterback, Marcel Reed, to go under his rushing yards. And don't forget, in college, when you get sacked, those loss of yards count against your rushing yards. So it's like 33.5 or something. Reed's been so good this year. And I really, really like this Texas A&M team. But LSU is playing for their lives right now and playing for their coach's life. So I just think it's one of those spots
where like
it's okay. I mean, you could say they don't like him, but coming home in a 7:30 game.
No, it's not about him.
Baton Rouge,
7:30. Trust me, the crowd's going to get him fired
up. You know, night games in the SEC. Yeah. So
I've been to a night game there.
Have you? I've never been there.
Jeremy.
I was talking to Zeno yesterday. He's going to the world's largest cocktail party, and I'm like, I've been there twice. That's the one I want to go to.
Jeremy, I'll tell you something, man. SEC football ruins your football experience. It does. NFL and college. It ruins it because you can't duplicate. Dude, there will be 80,000 plus at South Carolina.
We got to find out
South Carolina.
We got to find out when Rosedale Christian's bye week is, or if they can do without you and just run the score up on two teams that week without head coach R. Long, and then just make one of these road trips. You know what? It doesn't even have to be a good SEC.
It doesn't have to be. That's my point. Yeah. South Carolina gets 80,000 plus.
Yeah, take me to Mississippi State versus Vanderbilt or something.
As long as we don't go to Vanderbilt.
Okay.
No, or Missouri.
I ain't trying to party with those guys that don't want to drop the F word or the B word in Vanderbilt. Come on, man.
Speaking of which, they host Missouri.
We're going to be on opposite sides this one, too.
Why? I got Vandy.
Yeah, we're going to be on opposite sides. This is one of those spots where I feel like you have... So Vandy had the huge upset win over Alabama last year.
And this year they had a huge upset versus LSU.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't an upset per se, but like if you look at the grand scheme of things in the SEC,
they
it was.
Be there. Yeah.
When's the last time they beat LSU?
60s, wasn't it?
1860s? I feel like, and I'm not going to give you a good reason on this is just how football works sometimes. Missouri's a good team. I like Ahmad Hardy, their running back. I think he's in for a good game. Diego Pavia, I love watching him play because it means his mom's going to be at the game. It's an added bonus. I like this Vanderbilt team a lot, but the spread is telling me that they don't believe this is the spot for them. They're 2.5-point favorites over Missouri.
So my buddy Terrence says, would this be the week that you finally pick Virginia, especially since they play North Carolina?
Can you tell him I picked them against Florida State? Do you guys remember I called the Friday night upset?
Don't let facts get in the way of my pettiness. He didn't even text that. I just made
it
up.
But it's okay. No, he sent a message. Virginia's just, they're still not good. And don't do the knee bones connected to the, he's like, they beat that team and that team beat this team, so that means they're better than this team.
They're 3-0 in the
ACC. Yeah. What's the ACC?
I'm the Atlantic Coast Conference.
I'm 4-0 in the ACC. That's so stupid. What are we talking about here? Are we talking about Virginia?
Yeah, we. Not really.
Okay, I just wanted to bust my chops. Yeah, yeah.
My friend Terrence. Terrence probably is probably thinking, I didn't see you. I didn't say anything.
I just caught a stray. That's okay. I catch them all the time.
Mike Preston joins us at 8:30, but on the other side, reaction to the new development in the Billups Rozier Mafia gambling scandal. I just don't put the Mafia with those guys. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.